All right, we're glad to have the Walker family with us this morning. And we have a lot planned, but they're going to do some singing, and he's going to preach for us. And Sue, we are so glad to have him. Of course, he's been with us and his family several different times, and so we're glad to have him. So let's give them a warm welcome.
All right, thank you there, preacher. I appreciate that. And it's always good to be back here with you all at Pacific Coast Baptist Church. And welcome for the first-time visitors and returning visitors. This is an exciting place. It's fun to go to a church where you don't feel like you've invaded somebody's social club. I like going to churches where you feel like, man, this is home, this is family, we're wanted, we're accepted, and you are, and I appreciate the spirit of the ministries here. In fact, I told the preacher just the other day, we went out and I said, boy, that's one thing that jumped out at me about Pacific Coast is the excellent spirit that you all have, and the students from the school, on, and so kind and hospitable, and we appreciate that. Thank you for making us feel welcome and at home. Hope that you'll stop by our ministry table, pick up one of our prayer cards, got our picture on there. My wife and I, my daughter Jeannie Mae, who is playing the guitar, she's got two girls, and they're traveling with us full-time, of course, and Audrey is 5, and Josie Mae is 2, and then we got Champ and Dixie Dog pictured on the back with all of our information. Stop by, pick up one of those, guaranteed to keep the bugs out of your Bible, amen? And we've got some things back there on our ministry table in the foyer, and it'll be set up for this morning and tonight, and if you enjoy the singing, we'll be singing more tonight with our guitars and stuff. If you like the guitars, banjos, fiddles, harmonicas, and everything, well, that's what it is. And we've got 3 CDs here that's been put together on a USB drive. And so if you'd like to take advantage of that, and we've got a host of songs that's on there, that'd be a blessing, a source of encouragement to you. One of my favorites is the Heaven Bound CD that is on here, and all songs about heaven, and it'll bless your heart. And then I have a puppet I do some ventriloquism with, have a lot of fun with the kids, and he has 3 different CDs out, and they're all put together here on this USB drive. It's just fun and silliness, but yet teaching character and kindness. And then Champ's performance that you'll see this morning is on this DVD, and it's a live footage of him and Dixie Dog performing, and the gospel presentation clear, and somebody can watch this and easily understand how to be saved and get saved. We've had many people watch it, and it's a great way to get the gospel into their hands, especially if you got relatives and friends, family, grandkids. You feel free to stop by there, take a look, and we've got some Champ paraphernalia, little miniature Champs. This helps keep Champ in front of your kids because it's a tool, not just for us to sell something, but for them to remember him, to pray for him, and to pray for his health. And there's not a horse that's traveled this country more than that horse, preaching the gospel, been in more churches, has seen more people saved. He's preached over 1,500 times. He's seen over 25,000 people saved from watching his performance that you're about to see. And so pray for him. And the kids love these little stuffed animals. And it's just a way for you to help Champ stay on the road and help give him some feed and care as we travel this country. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity to do so. And then we have some ministry. It's Christmas time, and I need to get rid of some T-shirts, okay? We've got some Roundup Ministry T-shirts that I need to have. They need a home. And so if you want to stop by the table, there's all kind of sizes there for the kids. If they'd like to have one that's got our logo and insignia on it, and stop by there, give them a love offering. It could be a dime, 50 cents. I don't care. I just want them gone, okay? I've just got a bunch. You know how it is? You get a surplus. It's like, okay, I'm going to move these things. We're just going to sell them. And so if you stop by and you got a big family, whatever you want to give us for it, it is honestly just a love offering. And if you'd want to do that, I promise you that all the proceeds will go to a needy family by the name of the Walkers, okay? We're going to jump right in to the message this morning. Take your Bibles, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Hope that you're planning on hanging around for the Cowboy Carnival. Get out there, ride on the bull, get you some food, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to see who can ride the horse or the ride Revis, the mechanical bull, the longest, whether if it's Brother Ross or the preacher. We'll be taking bets out there. No, I'm kidding you. I'm just teasing. But we are going to have a good time. Hope that you'll hang around for that. And we're going to look here at John chapter 14 to kick off the message here this morning. Thank you, Brother Myers, for the opportunity to come and to be here. And what we do here today, we do everywhere we go all across this nation, from Maine to Florida to Washington, Southern California, everywhere in between, and travel this country, preaching revivals, youth rallies, couples retreats, missions conferences, on and on. But we specialize in the roundups and what we're doing here today for you. And we hope that many decisions will be made for the Lord. We sang that song, It's Different Now. Because when you get saved, you got a different direction. Instead of hellbound, you're heavenbound. Huh? When you get saved, that's a Bible word. It means I am safe and secure from the consequences of sin. I don't have to die and go to hell to pay for my sins. I have been saved from that penalty of eternal death, and I'm on my way to heaven. And so you got different direction. You got different desires. Huh? Boy, I tell you what, things are different whenever you give your heart to the Lord. And if you've not done that, if you're not for sure that you're on your way to heaven, you're in the best place you could ever be to get that cared for. Yeah. How could you get mad at somebody that wants you to go to heaven? I can understand you getting mad at somebody that tells you to go to the other place. But we're not telling you to go to the other place. We're telling you to go to heaven. And there's nothing better than that. That's for sure. Let's stand together, shall we, for the reading of the Word of God. John chapter 14, a familiar passage of Scripture that I love. Let not your heart be troubled. Boy, this last week, some folks were troubled. Huh? Worried, concerned. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. So it's a place. There's buildings. Huh? There's a city of God. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. He's preparing that place. Boy, I wonder what that's going to be like. And I go and prepare a place for you. I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise. He's coming again. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. We're not going by way of the baptism. We're not going by way of church membership. We're not going by way of good works. We're going through Jesus. It's not a denominational tag that gets you to heaven. It's what you've done with Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the hope of heaven. Thank you, dear God, for this little horse and little dog that you've allowed me to have to carry around this country and preach the gospel. I pray you'd bless and speak to hearts, and we'll thank you for it. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen. You all can be seated. And we're going to bring Champ the Smiling Trick Horse and Dixie Dog in here right now. Without any further ado, Champ and Dixie are coming in. You can give them a round of applause. You'll have to get, will you? Okay. All righty. Well, Champ, can you wave howdy to everybody? Give him a wave. There you go. Can you give him a smile for me? Good boy. If you got Jesus in your heart, you ought to have a smile on your face. Because what's inside is going to come out. That's for sure. Champ's an American miniature horse. He's not a pony. He's smaller than a pony. And He gets his nickname, Mini, miniature horses, because of their size and because of their conformation. They are more true proportionately to a horse, and therefore they get their nicknames, Minis, miniature horses. So he's a registered breed here in the United States, American Miniature Horse Association. He is sporting his red, white, and blue tennis shoes right here that he is proud to show off to you. And he's got his red, white, and blue saddle blanket. And you'll never find him kneeling at the national anthem. No, sir. He'll be there with hoof over heart. He's proud to be an American. And we got little Dixie Dog here. She's a Pomeranian puppy from Florida. She's a southern gal. She's been riding on Champ ever since she was about 6 months old. She likes to ride jet skis, four-wheelers, snowmobiles, anything that moves is on the go. She likes to ride, that's for sure. Born to ride, that's her. And she's a special little girl. We're going to take her off, let her do some of her tricks for you while we get Champ ready. And something special about her is she's got an intense desire to please. That's what makes her so valuable, yep. Is because she wants to please her master. So my question to you is, who are you trying to please? Because that'll determine what you do. It'll determine the clothes that you wear, the words you speak, huh? Oh yeah, how you treat people. Who are you trying to please is a big factor and will determine what you do and what you don't do. Now that's what makes her valuable. She wants to please me. And she is, because of that intense desire, that's why she does what she does. And we're going to start off letting her do some of her behaviors right quick. All right, Dixie Dog, are you ready? Let's show them what you can do here, okay? Now, are you ready to get started? Yes. Okay, good. Now, I want you to look at me. Whenever people talk to you, they ought to look at you in the face. And you ought to be friendly and shake. Give me a shake. Good girl. High five. Good. Can you spin? Give me a spin. Good. Sit down. Lay down. Lay down all the way. All the way. Roll over. Good. Stand up. Give me a little dance. Stand up. Stand up. Give me a little dance. There you go. Now, get in your kennel. Okay, now sit down right there. Is she going to climb the ladder, go down the slide, through the hoop, and through the tunnel. Are you ready? Okay, good. Let's get her done. Come on over here. All right, here we go. All right, climb on up. Good. Down the slide, through the hoop. Good. Back through. Back through. Good. Over the stick. Over the stick, there you go. Back over, good, through the tunnel. Through the tunnel. All right, give her a hand right there. Good job. Now, Dixie Dog, are you, oh no. I was worried about that. Are you getting a cold? You getting a cold? Bless you, bless you. Oh my, I don't know if you heard her. She was sneezing right there. You need to take some medicine, don't you? Yeah, we better maybe get you in the bed. Maybe you ought to lay down and rest a little bit. Can you do that? Lay in that bed right there. Lay in that bed. I want you to lay down in the bed, and I want you to rest for a little while. Lay down in the bed. You're supposed to be laying down in the bed, not jumping on the bed. Lay down in the bed. Come on, lay down. What's the matter with you? Hey, Dixie, lay down. How long does it take you to get your kids to go to bed? Hoping it ain't some 30-minute routine. I got to go potty. I need to drink a water. Booger man's in the closet. Monster's under the bed. And after this big ordeal, no. Obedience is doing what you're told to do, when you're told to do it, with the right attitude. Obedience will save their life someday. You say, how's that? Well, I'll show you. My grandson, 5 years old, about to cross the road. He didn't see the rancher truck flying down the gravel road. The rancher didn't see him. He didn't see the rancher. He was flying down that road. I was way far back working on the bus, and I saw what was going to happen. And I hollered out. I did something about it. You know what I did? I couldn't get there, but I could use my voice. And I said, Buckaroo. I said, stop. And you know what he did? He put on the brakes right at the edge of the road. And at that moment, whoom, that truck went flying by. If he would have kept going, that truck would have hit him and he would have been dead. But because he obeyed, right away, it saved his life. Obedience. Oh yeah, if there's any boys and girls in here, I hope you learn to obey right away. If he would have said, what for? Whatever? Why? And kept going, boom, he would have been dead. So, see, he's been programmed. Dixie's been programmed. This stuff she's doing, she's been programmed. In fact, you thought she was disobeying, jumping on the bed, but I was doing this, which means jump on the bed. But you didn't know that, but that's what told her, and she obeyed. Oh, yeah, God help us to program our children and to teach them and train them. And hopefully they will obey right away, and obedience will save your life. And then we go off to church. So, Dixie Dog, I want you to go get in that kennel right there and get in there. Oh, wait a minute. First, we got to eat breakfast. After we'd go to bed early on Saturday, we'd get up early on Sunday morning. And we didn't take a vote on whether or not we was going to go to church or not. My mom, it was just a way of life. They didn't ask me, do you want to go to church? You know how silly that is, you asking your kids, do you want to go? They shouldn't run the house. You ought to run the house. And so you don't ask them. You don't say, you want to go to school? Do you want to go to bed? You want to brush your teeth? No, you tell them. And so my mom would fix a big old breakfast. She'd have scrambled eggs and gravy, and she'd say, come and get it. But we didn't eat like animals. No, sir, we would pray, dear Lord, thank you for the food. Amen. We'd pray at dinner time. Dear Lord, thank you for dinner. Amen. We'd pray at supper time. Dear Lord, thank you for supper. Amen. We'd pray. We go to McDonald's because that ain't real food, and you got to pray for that stuff. And so we'd say, dear Lord, help this to help me. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, I hope you're not ashamed to pray in public, and you're not an undercover secret agent for Jesus. Huh? Oh, yeah, God help us not to be ashamed. Then we'd go off to church. So Dixie get in that kennel. That kennel's going to represent church, that place that we go to show the Lord that we love him. That place we go to worship God. But the devil doesn't want you to fall in love with Jesus. He doesn't want you to have a relationship with God. He's going to try to distract you and pull you away. He doesn't want you to live. He wants you to die. But he's good at making bad look good and good look bad. He's a master at that. You know, when they do the commercials for liquor, they always show what? They make it look so good, but yet it's so bad. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dixie, we're going to play some soccer next Sunday when Brother Myers gets up to preach. What do you say? It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll get a uniform. You might get a participation trophy. But that's why we have parents say, you know, you ain't skipping church to go play soccer. Get in there and sit down. Oh, but we're going to have a tailgate party. We're going to have a lip-smacking, belly-pooching, tongue-tickling, eye-popping good time. Yeah, yeah, you went to church Sunday morning. You ain't got to go back again Sunday night. See, if he can just get you to just a little bit, just a little taste, it's always that way. Don't be deceived by Satan's snares. He doesn't want you to walk with the Lord and have a relationship with Jesus. Are you ready? You ready to walk? Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't want that. No, he is a robber and a thief. Sit down. He wants to steal from you and rob from you the blessings of God. Ready? Reach. Reach. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot. Pow, 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 pow. You're supposed to be dying. Pow, 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 pow. You're supposed to be dead. Hey, all the way dead. She didn't like to die. But for the Christian, it's the beginning of eternal life. Come up hither. All right, give her a hand right there. Now, we're going to bring Champ, my smiling trick horse, in here. Let him change places here. And I need to see if there's a couple young people in here. We got a couple kids. Hey, how about you all in the front row? How about this cowboy with a black hat and a red bandana? Could you help me? Would you like to help me? And your wife, they were sitting next to you in the... No, I'm sorry. Is that a sister or...
Cousin.
Cousin. Okay, cousin. Kissing. I mean, cousins. Come up here, cousin. Right here in the blue. You got the blue skirt on. Yeah, you're right there. You're the one. All right, come on up here, girl. All right. Now... we're going to have you all help me today. Champ's been going to school, and let's see, green for girls that eat green boogers. Okay, come on over here. I'm just kidding you. All right, cool. All right, now, Champ, get over here. Now, he's been going to school, learning math problems. He knows addition, subtraction, multiplication. They're going to give this a toss, and we're going to see what numbers come up. He'll do the math problem. He'll count it out. He'll paw the ground for the answer. If the answer is five, he paws the ground five times. Now, don't say the answer out loud. Don't count out loud with him. He has ears. He can hear, and he's smart, and he knows the answer. Now, you answer it right. Sometimes he's ornery and does it wrong on purpose. Okay, so do it right. Okay, you ready? All right, give it a little toss here, and let's see what numbers we got. We've got two and two. Let's do multiplication, champ. Two times two. Can you count that out? Two times two. What is it? Oh, he did that. Yeah, pretty good. All right, let's try it again. Go ahead and pick him up. It don't matter right now. All right, and so back up over here a little bit. All right, yeah, give him a little toss right there in front of you. Let's see what numbers we get. And girls always like to throw it down the steps, all right? All right, so we've got a four. And, well, let's throw that one again and make it a little higher. Let's get a higher number. Yeah, we want something with it. So he throws it down the steps. And two. Okay, well, we'll do another multiplication. Let's do two times four, all right? So champ back up here. All right, two times four. You ready? Count it out. Two times four. What is it? Ooh, wait. See what I'm saying? It's not nine. It's eight. You know the difference. Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Give him a hand right there. Goofy horse. Now, champ, all right, come on around here. We don't have time to be playing games. You can just set him down up there anywhere. That'll be fine. Thank you for your help. All right. Now, champ, come on. I want you to back up and sit down in this chair. This is his church sitting chair. All right, there you go. Now, I want you to sit here. I want you to behave. I want you to mind your manners. And we go to the church to worship the Lord, to show him we love him. And so whenever you sing songs to him, that shows God you love him. Whenever that you give in the offering, that shows God you love him. That's a way to worship the Lord. Whenever that you attend church and listen to the preacher preach and teach and hear instruction in righteousness, that's a way to show the Lord you love him. I hope there's no doubt in the heart and mind of God that you love him. Yeah, some people think they're going to heaven because they go to church. But just because you go to church, that doesn't make you a Christian. No more than being born in a garage makes you a car. Doesn't work that way, but it's a good place to go to find out how to get to heaven. Now we're gonna bring the teeter board up here, and Brother Seth and one of his partners in crime is gonna come up here, and they're going to bring that teeter board up. We're going to use it like a scale. That thing weighs about 1,000 pounds, but these guys are so muscular, they just bring it up here with ease, okay? 1,000 pounds of marshmallows. Okay, here we go. All right, now, champ, step up here for me. Let's get up here on this pedestal, on the teeter board. We're going to use it like a scale, all right? Now, if you know much about horses, they don't like things that teeter and rock and move underneath them. They're a fight, fear-driven animal. But champs learned to trust me here, and we're going to use it like a scale. Because I asked the guy the other day, I said, you know you're going to heaven? He said, yeah. I said, how do you know? He said, because I'm good. Do you know that's what most people think? If my good, okay, outweighs my bad, give me some bad, a little bit more. Let's get you in the middle here. All right. There we go. All right, good. He thinks if my good outweighs my bad, I go to heaven. Some days you're being good. Some days you're being bad. Some days you're doing right. Come on, give me some right. Some days you're doing wrong. Some days. And so he thinks if I'm more gooder than I am badder, I go to heaven. But the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So I'm not going to heaven because my good outweighs my bad. My bad. There we go. Okay. It doesn't work that way. Okay. It's not a scale. All right. Now, champ, let's step down off of here and show them how you can be good. And while they take that teeter board off, I want you, okay, to behave. I want you to mind your manners. Don't want you to be making any faces. Okay. And I want you to show them how good you can be. Hey, I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me? Be good. I'm going to ask them the last most important question. That is this: if you died today, do you know for sure, 100%, without a doubt, that you would go to heaven? That's life's most important question. Now, champ, champ, what are you doing? Would you stop it? Leave this alone. This is not a chew toy. It's my bandana. It's a necessary tool. Every cowboy's got a wild rag. It's got 101 uses. You can use it as a napkin, as a towel, as a polishing rag. You can use it as a flag to wave somebody down. You can use it as a bandage, a sling, a water filter. You can use it, get it wet, put it around your neck, keep you cool. Why, you can put it over your face to keep the dust and dirt out of your mouth and nose when you're riding drag on the herd. You can use it as a notifier to let your brothers and sisters know, I've had enough. Hey, you can use this thing as a blindfold for an ornery horse. Or a do-rag when you're riding your Harley down the road. Now leave it alone. Don't be messing with my bandana. Now sin, anything we think, say, and do that breaks the heart of God, the Bible says for all of us have sinned. Champ, don't, now give me, yuck. Got slobber all over my bandana. Well, the wages of sin is death. So, Champ's gonna play dead. Champ is 24 years of age. These mini horses live a little longer than a full-size horse does, and they'll live out to be around 35. Not uncommon for them to reach that. And Champ's in good health. He's got a good many years of service together, if he don't die from being ornery. And so, now, no, dead horses don't smile. We don't put you in the grave with a big old smile on your face. Now, you lay here and behave yourself. No, no smiling. Now, brother. So, Champ's going to die someday. You and I die because of sin. The wages of sin is death. That's why Jesus laid down his life for us. Jesus Christ, the perfect sinless Son of God, died for you, died for me. Why? Because we're sinners headed for hell. And Jesus died for us. He commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But Jesus didn't stay dead. On that third day, something happened. On that third day, the greatest event of history took place. On that third day, the devil couldn't hold him. On that third day, the grave couldn't keep him. On that third day, up from the grave, here, you're supposed to get up now. On the third, up from the grave. He arose, he ascended up into heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, preparing a place for us. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That place is called heaven. It's a place of eternal life. It's a place, a free gift of God. And how do we get God's free gift of eternal life? Well, if a sinner would pray, and if they would call upon the Lord. Champ, let's show them how you can pray right here. And if a sinner would say, Lord, I know I've done wrong. I want you to forgive me of my sins. Please come into my heart and save my soul. I believe you died and was buried and rose again the third day. Thank you for dying for me. Help me to live for you. Amen. Oh, when a sinner prays the sinner's prayer. When they call upon Jesus and put their faith and trust in him to save them from their sins, oh, their name is inscribed in the record book of life in heaven. And all of heaven rejoices. And their sins are forgiven. Oh boy, what a great feeling that is to know you're forgiven, to know heaven will be your home. Now, I want you to represent heaven. And Champ's going to represent somebody that gets saved. And when he rears up on his hind feet, that symbol of victory, I want you to hoot and holler and cheer because a new name is written down in glory. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what. Buddy, it's shouting time in heaven when somebody gets saved. Whenever somebody puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, oh, I tell you what, now heaven is having a time. And after you get saved, God's got big plans for you. Champ likes getting up here because it makes him feel big, makes him feel special, makes him feel important. And you're not an accident. You're not a mistake. God's got plans for you. He's got a job he wants you to do. Now, Champ used to be a hay burner, a good-for-nothing horse. You couldn't ride him. You couldn't catch him. He was useless. A yard ornament. We found him. We cleaned him up, trimmed his hooves, brushed out the briars, brushed his teeth. And man, I tell you what now, he's traveled around the country. And because he listened to Ranger Walker, because he obeyed, because he submitted his will to my will, guess what? He escaped being turned into dog food. He escaped being turned into glue. Oh, yeah, now he's a famous trick horse, traveling the country. Boys and girls bring him carrots and apples, get their pictures taken with him. He's living the dream. He'd never go back to them old hay-burning days of just doing as he pleased. Now he's making his life count for the cause of Christ. He's been in all the lower 48 states, coast to coast. He's preached well over 1,500 times. He has seen over 25,000 people come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior after watching his little production here and all of his show. Oh, yeah. Hey, don't be a hay burner. Anybody can be a hay burner. Good for nothing. But God's got a plan for you. And your value is not determined by your size. After all, look at Champ, he's little. Your value is not determined by your brains. It's determined by having a heart to please God and to serve the Lord and to make a difference. Oh, yeah. And God will use anybody. That's for sure. Now, this next behavior is a little ridiculous. Champ thinks it's funny. I want you to humor him and laugh at him when he does it because we call this bottoms up. Because his bottom is up. Give him a hand right there. And someday, whenever we get to heaven, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. And if you've enjoyed Champ the Smiling Trick Horse, give him a round of applause. And he gets these little apple nuggets as a reward for his behavior because it pays to serve Jesus. It pays to make your life count for the cause of Christ. That's good. Give him another applause as he slips off. Now, Champ is helping me preach a message about this place right here. What's this say? Heaven. That's one thing we all have in common. I've got some helpers that are going to hold my posters right quick, and they can come on up here as I draw the net on this fact that we want you to go to heaven. In fact, that's the greatest thing you can ever do is help somebody get to heaven. And you're going to want your family to be with you in heaven. Oh, heaven is a beautiful place. The Bible says that eye hath not seen nor has ear heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He loves you, and he's preparing a place called heaven, a city, the mountain of God, the river of life, the throne of God, the walls of precious, on precious stones, and the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold, and the river of life, and all the things that's in heaven. You can't even imagine how wonderful and beautiful it is that he is preparing this place for you. We talked about that, John chapter 14, read it from the Bible. I want you to be in heaven. That's why I trained Champ to do those behaviors and tricks, because we want you to be with us in heaven. Something that's not allowed in heaven is this right here. What's this three-letter word? Sin. And this is something we're all guilty of. All of us have sin. All of us has done things that's wrong, for all have sinned. No sin, though, in heaven. No crime there. No police there. No first responders there. No hospitals, no graveyards in heaven. Oh, man, can you imagine what it'd be like in Long Beach without sin? We wouldn't have to have these gates, huh? Wouldn't have to have security, huh? Boy, things would be a lot better. But heaven, no sins allowed. Now, we got this sin here. We got our best sinner holding this poster. Fits him real well, right? We got these examples of sin, a girl throwing a temper tantrum, the boy that's bitter and mad, angry, the guy that's made some poor life choices, addicted to alcohol and drugs, a thief, a whatever attitude, rebellious, sassy girl, and it ain't cute. And if you've got a little girl that's got that whatever attitude, oh, it's so cute, oh, you're so stupid. No. Because they grow up, and that attitude ain't good. And, you know, those of you that are living with somebody that's got that whatever attitude, it's not a lot of fun. Don't raise your hand. Anyway, these boys here are bullying, being mean to each other, mistreating each other. See, those are all just examples of sin, and we're all guilty of it. We've all done things that's wrong, okay? Sin, no sins there. And because of sin, we're going to die. We deserve to go to a place called hell. Hell. You'll never go to heaven until you realize that I am a sinner and I deserve hell. The only way you could say, not me, I deserve heaven. You'd have to be perfect. You'd have to be equal with God. You'd have to be like Jesus. But nobody's like that. We don't deserve to go to heaven. We deserve to go to hell. The wages of sin is death. This is eternal death. And we got the Grim Reaper here. We got the graveyard here. Someday you're going to die. Someday death's going to come knocking on your door. And you better be ready. You better know and have a peace in your heart that heaven will be your home. And these posters illustrate the way to heaven. And there's all kind of ways to get to San Diego from here. But there's only one way to get to heaven. And it's the Jesus way. Hell is a place prepared for the devil and his angels. God never intended for you to go to hell. And by the way, God does not send you to hell. You send yourself to hell by rejecting his free gift of eternal life. Oh yeah, hell, there's no fun there. Some people say, I want to go to hell and we're going to party. That's insane. There ain't one no party in hell. Oh, my friends are going to, there ain't one friend in hell. There ain't no good times there. There ain't no drinking fountains there. There ain't no fun there. The hell is a terrible place of torture and torment. Don't ever tell somebody to go to hell. That's the worst thing you could ever say. No, we want you to go to heaven. But hell's where we deserve to go. And that's why Jesus died. Jesus died. When you see this poster, you don't think of Buddha. When you see this poster, you don't think of Muhammad and Allah. When you see this poster, you think of Jesus Christ, the perfect, sinless Son of God who died for me. He paid for my what? Sin. Because he loves me and wants me to go to heaven. That's right. Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They spit in his face. They ripped out his beard. They whipped his back 39 times with a cat of nine tails. And he willingly laid down his life. And Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you. He paid your sin debt. And on the third day, something happened. On the third day, the greatest event of history took place. On that third day, we have the resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven. He's alive and well. Oh, I tell you what now, the grave is empty. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. The resurrection, the greatest event of all. And then, because he resurrected, he ascended to heaven. He's preparing that place. And he paid for something. And we have the hands of God coming out of heaven. And in God's hands, there's a gift. And on that gift tag, what does it say? Eternal life. Is eternal life here? No, that's eternal death. Eternal life is in heaven. And it's a free gift. So you either got it or you don't have it. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. The Bible says, these things I've written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, you can know you're going to heaven. God says so. The Word of God teaches us how to get there. So do you know? If I came down and talked to you one by one, if I asked you face to face, if you died today, do you know you go to heaven? What would your answer be? Hope so, maybe so, think so, or would it be, I know so? Oh yeah, I know I'm going to heaven. But it's not because I'm a preacher. It's not because I think I'm better than you. It's because one day I received the gift. I accepted it. Do you got a memory? That little cowboy kneeling there and praying resembles a memory. January 10th, 1971. I was a seven-year-old, red-headed, freckle-faced boy. I was sitting in church, and the preacher was preaching about a place called? And a place called? And I'm sitting there thinking, hey, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. And he began to preach about all of my sin. And I realized at the age of seven, I was a sinner. And I knew I deserved to go to hell. And he told me that somebody loved me and died on the cross. And he paid for my sin. And his name was Jesus. Oh, buddy, it started coming together. It's like a light turned on in my head. And I understood this message of the way to heaven. See, one way you know you're going to heaven, you'll have a memory of the moment you accepted Christ as your Savior. Oh, yeah. It's a decision. You know, nobody's going to pull a pistol and force you. Nobody's going to twist an arm behind your back and make you. No. You got a free will. It's up to you. You decide whether if you're going to receive it or reject it. But if you're going to accept it or not, it's up to you. And so that day, January 10th, 1971, a preacher said, if you'd like to receive this gift of eternal life, leave your seat, come to the front. We'd love to help you and pray with you and make that decision. The greatest decision of my life, whenever I got up, tears running down my face because I was brokenhearted over my sin. Holy Spirit of God was convicting me. Nobody made me. Nobody forced me. Nobody pushed me. I got up. I walked down to the front. Preacher's wife, Miss Cindy, met me down there with a little red New Testament, and she showed me the way to heaven. And showed me the verses that I've been quoting to you. She said, Kevin, wouldn't you like to receive this gift of eternal life? And I said, yes, I want that gift of eternal life. And she said, well, the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you receive this gift by just telling the Lord, Lord, forgive me, save me. That's all it is. You decide. And that day I bowed my head and I prayed and I said, Lord, forgive me. I want you to come in my heart and save my soul and take me to heaven whenever I die, because I believe you died for me. Oh, that day, whenever I prayed and called unto the Lord, my sins was forgiven. My name was written down in the book of life. All of heaven rejoiced, and I received that gift, and I've been on my way to heaven ever since. There ain't no way I could ever go to hell, because once you get saved and you get the gift of God, you're safe and secure in the hands of the Lord. He's got you in his hands. He says, I'm never going to let you go. John 10:28. Neither shall any man pluck them from my Father's hands. He says, I've got you, and you're mine. You're my child. See, you're still going to mess up. You're still going to sin, but that doesn't mean you're going to hell. When you disobey mom and dad, they don't kick you out of the house and say, you're not my child no more. You're going to have to go live at the shelter. No. You're still their child. But fellowship has been broken. But you're still their child. Same way with God. Doesn't mean you're going to hell, but fellowship has been broken. Whenever we live in sin and we make wrong choices, doesn't mean we're going to hell. It just means fellowship's broken. But we're still a child of God, and he loves us. Thank the Lord for the security of the brethren. Thank the Lord that it's eternal life through Jesus, not of works, as any man should boast. So here's the question. Where are you at in this picture? Do you know you're going to heaven? Do you have a memory? If you're here today and you say, I don't have a memory, I'm not for sure, then we'd like to help you get that cared for. If you say, man, preacher, I remember I did that. Some of you, it was last week. You can say, man, my name, I got that gift. Then thank the Lord. Now, the best thing you could ever do is take somebody to heaven with you to help get your family to Jesus. That's the greatest thing you could ever do. God help us to do that. Let's bow our heads and pray. Men on the platform, you can just stack those posters in reverse order on there if you would. Thank you for your help. Heavenly Father, thank you for the hope of heaven. Thank you that we can know heaven will be our home. Thank you for loving us and dying for us. Thank you for each and every one that's come out today. May we be inspired by this gospel presentation of the way to heaven. And I pray, if there's anybody here today and they don't know they're going to heaven, they've never made that decision to accept your free gift of eternal life, I pray today would be their day. So as our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're here today saying, Ranger Walker, I remember when I made that decision. I did what you're talking about. I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I'll see you in heaven. Would you slip your hand up and say, that's me, preacher. I did that. I know what you're talking about. I got that gift of eternal life. I'll see you in heaven. Oh, good. There's hands all across the auditorium, up in the balcony. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. I'm so glad. All right, you can put your hands down. And if you just raised your hands, I want you praying. Right now, I want you to pray for those that couldn't raise their hands, those that didn't raise their hands, those that don't know, and pray that they would make the greatest decision of their life today. If you're sitting here today saying, Ranger Walker, I'm not sure I go to heaven. I understand what you preached, what you showed. It made sense. I understand it. I believe it. And I, too, would like to do what you did. I would like to accept that gift of eternal life. Then I'd like to help you make that decision right now. In the privacy of your seat, in the quietness of this moment, let me help you a word of prayer to pray from your heart to the heart of God, and you could receive that gift of eternal life. So here's the prayer. Let me help you make that decision right now. You could simply pray and say, Dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve hell. And I believe that you died for me. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and save my soul. For I believe that you died and was buried and rose again. Thank you for dying for me. Help me to live for you. Now, with our heads bowed and eyes closed, if you'd say, Preacher, I just prayed that prayer with you. From my heart to the heart of God. And I just asked Jesus to forgive me and to save me. I did that right now today. I'd like to know that I'd see you in heaven. Would you slip your hand up and say, preacher, I did that today. I did it just now. God bless you. I see that hand. I'm scanning now. God bless you. There's some up in the balcony. God bless you. Some back over here and here and over here. Good, good. If you got your hand raised saying, today, I did that today with you, preacher. I did. I want you to look at me. I want you to look at me right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. Good. If you got your hand raised saying, I did that today, I have something I want to give you. I got a spiritual birth certificate. It's a real nice certificate here that I'd like to give to you, signifying the most important decision you ever made is to accept that gift of eternal life. I'd like to put it in your hands. And so, in just a moment, I want you to come. And you're not saying nothing, you're not joining nothing, you're not doing nothing. We just want you to come forward and we're going to give you one of these so you can say, I remember when I got saved and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins. And so if that's you and you said, preacher, I did that today, I meant it, I'd like for you to come right now and meet the preacher. The preacher's right here. I got these spiritual birth certificates right down front. We'd like to put them in your hands so you can leave your seat. God bless you. There you go, right there, right there, right there, right there. Yeah, come on. Got some from the balcony that's coming down. You come up here. And preacher, you got, what we want to do is we want to put your name on this, okay, and give it to you, all right? And we would like for you to have a peace in your heart knowing that you go to heaven. And so these have come, preacher. If you got some altar workers that might could write down their names, that'd be good. We're so glad that you came. And we want to put your name on these spiritual birth certificates. And anybody else, say, preacher, I made that decision today. Boy, I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad for these. And those that's come, God bless you. Thank you. If we got some workers that could come down. And just, we want to get the names of these folks that came. And we want to give them a spiritual birth certificate. And we're going to write it down. Good. God bless you. Good, good, good. Right here, right here. That's good. If we got some workers, got some altar workers or any church workers that could come and help us, we want to get their name on this, give it to them. They can have it. It has no saving power. It's just something that they can have and hold on to remember the day they accepted that free gift of eternal life. Good. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Good. We'll get your name written down here. God bless you. We thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Anybody else, you might be sitting out there saying, preacher, I prayed that prayer. I'd like to have one of them. Will you leave your seat? Come to the front. All right. We won't draw it out. We're going to get a record of their decision today. Oh, yeah. Today. I hope you got your name put in the book if you haven't done it yet. Oh, yeah. We got them right here in the front corners. There we go. Good. Good, good, good. Right there. Great. Awesome. And maybe you're here today and you got some questions. Maybe you're uncertain. Maybe you're unsure. Maybe you'd like to talk some more about it. You come. We'd love to help you with that. We're going to turn things over to Pastor Myers. He'll take it, give us direction about what's going to be going on next. We thank you for coming. God bless you, preacher.